Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and please permit me to spend a few minutes telling you what's new in the inner sanctum of my personal website, jpierce.co. That's jpearce.co. So there's a blog section there which anybody can take a look at, which keeps you up to date with what I'm doing, what I'm writing, what interviews I've given to radio, TV, series, etc. All that I'm up to is it's a one-stop place to go. It also has a section on books where you can get links to purchase any of my books. So jpearce.co is where to go if you want to check out what I'm up to. But also within the my personal website, there is the Inner Sanctum. And this is for those who want to support me, my family, and my work by subscribing. It's $10 a month, or $120 a year. Every single week, and I've done this for about 5 or 6 years, and all of the previous podcasts are there in the archives for you to enjoy. But every week I post 3 new podcasts and 1 new essay exclusive to the Inner Sanctum. And there are 3 types of podcasts. So one is Home is Where the Hearth Is. In the Home is Where the Hearth Is podcast, I basically talk about whatever I want to. So I never really know what I'm going to speak about the following week, and unless we have a bit of a mini series going on, which is often. And we've just actually this week, I've concluded a 6-part mini series on resurrection in literature. So the whole of the Easter season, we've been celebrating the resurrection in literature. Each podcast, by the way, is around 15 minutes. So you get 45 minutes of exclusive original content, audio content every week, as well as the essay, which I'll come to in a moment. And then the second of the regular podcasts that I record and post every week is the Poem of the Week podcast. And this is normally Poems of the Week, because in 15 minutes or so, I can normally read several poems. These could be all sorts. We just finished this week going through an anthology, the Oxford Anthology of English verse, read some poetry by Oliver Goldsmith and others. It seemed very interesting this week. We've read about discordant drums of warfare, about the horrors of warfare. We've read about the sinking of a naval ship, the Royal Navy, and also about a drinking song of someone who's a deserter, presumably from the armed forces, who's going to be executed, but he wants to make merry while he can. So anyway, these poems are all sorts. You never know what's coming next. We're beginning a new anthology of poetry next week. And then the third podcast series is Revisiting Old Favourites. I don't like the name of it anymore, actually, because it was originally revisiting favourites of mine, such as Hilaire Belloc and G.K. Chesterton. We read essays of Chesterton, and I read the whole of The Path to Rome by Belloc, which took about a year. But lately, I've sort of transitioned to just reading things that I've written. So chapters from my books or essays or forewords or introductions that I've written to other people's books, essays I've written in printed journals that you can't necessarily find online, etc. So I think it shouldn't be called Revisiting Old Favourites anymore, it should be called something else. But anyway, as someone who likes tradition, that's what it was called, and that's what it's still called, a misnomer as it may be. So this week I read from a Polish magazine called Christianitas. They had translated one of my essays, Why Should Every Catholic Know About Literature? Obviously I didn't read the Polish translation. That wouldn't be much good to anybody, and nor would I be able to do it if I wanted to. But I read the original English that they translated in the Polish, Why Should Every Catholic Know About Literature? And then finally, each week I write The Lady Dow Diary, which basically is just an essay by me musing upon the previous week, what I've been up to, both in terms of what I'm writing, what I'm teaching, where I'm speaking, online and in situ, my travels, when I travel. Also life at home in Lady Dow. That's the name of our house on 2.5 acres of land, surrounded by woods. It's in the upstate of South Carolina. And so, you know, our engagement with the bird feeder, with various wild animals that share this space with us, life with my family, life with my friends, etc. So every week, the Lady Dada Diary just offers, if you like, an intimate commentary on what I'm actually up to in various ways. So that's the inner sanctum of my personal website, jpearce.co, jpearce.co. Do please consider checking out the website, and then please do consider supporting me and my work and my family by becoming one of my friends in the inner sanctum. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye, and God bless.